This is KUT. In about a month, the race to replace retiring Democratic State Representative Elliot Neistat will be over. There are no Republicans running in the Democrat-dominated district, which covers most of central Austin. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, before then, voters will have to choose between seven candidates who mostly agree on everything.
At the Google Fiber offices downtown, candidates are debating, well, sort of, at a town hall forum hosted by the Austin Chamber of Commerce. For the most part, this is what it sounded like.
Well, I think, as with many issues, you know, most of us up here on the stage are going to agree.
I think we all agree that no, Austin is definitely not getting its fair share.
It sounds like we all share the same belief that no, we don't get enough funding for transportation.
That was attorney Matt Schrum, University of Texas law professor Heather Way, and former Austin ISD board president Gina Hinojosa. Hinojosa is also an attorney, so are candidates Aspen Dunaway, Blake Rocap, and Kenton Johnson. The only candidate without a legal background is 23-year-old Huey Ray Fisher. As one can imagine, it's been hard for these individual candidates to stand out in this crowded primary. Also complicating things is the fact that the campaign leading up to the election is pretty short. Elliot Neistat announced just days shy of the December filing deadline that he was retiring.
So it's a struggle, I think, for all the candidates to get their message out about who they are.
That's Blake Rocap. He's lobbied in the legislature for groups like NARAL, a pro-abortion rights organization. He says he's the only candidate who can hit the ground running because he has the most experience in the legislature as both an advocate and as a staff member for a committee. But that's also not exactly unique. Huey Ray Fisher says he worked as an aide at the Capitol while he was in college.
Always worked for progressive Democrats at the Capitol. I have the most legislative experience in this race.
And Heather Way points out she's been an advocate at the legislature for quite a while, too.
I come into this race with the deepest, longest track record of being an advocate and a policy reformer.
These are the sort of things the candidates are not on the same page about. Other than that, they agree on many issues, including the stance that the state school finance system is unfair to Austin. They all support reproductive rights, and they all say the state should be spending more on health care, transportation, and education. Most of the candidates also agree there should be a strong progressive Democrat in the seat. Gina Hinojosa argues if Austin can't elect a progressive Democrat in Texas, who will?
It is probably the most progressive district in the whole state, so I believe there's a special responsibility to lead on progressive issues.
Aspen Dunaway also joins other candidates in pointing out the political reality whoever wins will face in the legislature. Most agree this will not be an easy job for anyone. Democrats have been in the minority in the legislature for decades. Dunaway says leading on issues there is going to be an uphill battle.
It will be a challenge for anyone, obviously. I mean, the truth is, to get a bill passed, even if you got all the Democrats, you would still need 25 to 30 Republicans to get any bill passed.
The first battle, though, will be winning the primary on March 1st. Kenton Johnson says he thinks in the end this race will probably come down to personality.
You know, I think the key for whoever's going into the voting booth is really to try to pick one of the candidates that they feel a connection to.
Early voting starts February 16th. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.